Hello, hello, and welcome to another day of Mona's Rants. This is going to be very exciting. I am talking about today, I don't know if you guys have heard in the news, but it's all over. There is a drug by the name of dexamethasone. Dexamethasone is apparently being turned around as a cure, a possible cure for COVID-19. It is a breakthrough in the sense that we haven't really had any drugs that have helped prevent deaths. And what this drug is doing, it has shown to somehow improve survival in COVID-19 patients, who are extremely ill. To be clear, and I don't wish to be part of the misinformation, I want to be part of the solution, not the problem. This is not a vaccine. There is no vaccine thus far for COVID-19. All they have is an antiviral drug called Remdesivir, which only shortens the time to recovery. That's it. That's all it does. Okay. So I don't wish to be a part of the problem. I want to be part of the solution. And the solution is there is no vaccine for COVID-19 right now. Okay. That is what everybody around the world, all the scientists are fighting, are basically just like, we are in a race against time to find a cure for COVID-19, mainly because, I don't know if you've heard the news, it's not looking good for us, okay? Things reopened and cases have spiked and it's terrifying, okay? So what is this drug? Dexamethasone, okay? So dexamethasone, it's called a corticosteroid, which is naturally made in the human body by the adrenal glands, and it has been around for 50 years, actually. It helps with inflammation in the body and has been used for treatment for cancer, lupus, arthritis, although it has side effects, but it generally is pretty safe. It's also pretty cheap. So dexamethasone was apparently, they found it back in 19, they made, first made it in 1957, and it was approved for medical use in 1961. It is on the World Health Organization list of essential medicines. Dexamethasone actually is not expensive. It, believe it or not, it's only about like $1 a day because it is a generic drug. In the U.S., like a month dosage of dexamethasone would cost you $25, and in India, 50 cents. True story, guys. It is available in most parts of the world. In 2016, it was the 259th most prescribed medication in the United States with more than 1 million prescriptions. Yeah, that's true. I think when you look at, considering everything that's happened with, how expensive pharma is, how expensive medication can be, I mean, $1 a day is a friggin' deal. Like dexamethasone only costs $1 a day. And according to the scientists at the University of Oxford in England, it's showing reduced mortality in the sickest patients. Like the sickest of patients that they have, they tried dexamethasone on them, and they say that the mortality rate has decreased, and they may even save hundreds and millions of lives that way. They're talking about patients who are like 1/3 of the patients who are on ventilators, who are severely ill, can actually survive because of this medication, which is incredible. The drug appears to reduce deaths of patients, and it's saying that patients who are not on ventilators, who are just on oxygen, it's reducing the death by 1/5, which is way better than nothing, considering where we are right now. I mean, really, the world could take anything at the moment. I mean, if doctors have been using this drug in Britain earlier, up to 5,000 deaths could have been prevented. Yeah. That's pretty crazy. Like 5,000 people could still be on this planet had they tried this drug, but they just didn't know. So now what's happening is because the University of Oxford is coming out and making this claim, the peers that are in America, they still have to review this drug. They still have to give their take on it based on the research. And if it is indeed, it has done what they're claiming that it does, I mean, that's a huge breakthrough, right? Here's my concern, okay? Once the peer review is conducted, okay, and the drug is validated, are the Big Pharma is going to step in and, you know, take this drug and hijack this drug and make it from $1 a day to $100 a day, because that's what pharmaceuticals do, right? They're in business to make money. They're not in business to give a shit about, you know, human beings. They're in business to make money. So I wonder if farmers are going to get all greedy, which they usually do, and step in and say, oh, this generic drug was only costing $1 a day. Sorry, because it's helping out patients. Now it's going to be $100 a day or $200 a day or God knows whatever they're going to jack it up to. I really hope that's not the case, but I have a very bad feeling more than likely that's the case. So what are the side effects of this drug? Yeah, the side effects are very interesting, guys. I read the side effects. Here are some of the side effects of this drug, okay? Acting, insomnia, which I already have, vertigo, increased appetite. Trust me, I do not want to get any fatter than what I already have. No thanks to COVID. I don't have COVID, but I definitely got fat. Weight gain, not helping. Impaired skin healing, okay. Depression, already got it. Euphoria, I live in it every day. Hypertension, very possible. Increased risk of infection, raise intraocular pressure, vomiting, confusion, amnesia, irritability, nausea, headaches, cataract. The interesting thing about this drug that I was reading was the non-medical use of this drug. And dude, people are out there doing some shady shit, and they've been doing some shady shit with this drug for a while. Listen to this. One of the non-medical uses of dexamethasone is given in legal Bangladesh brothels to prostitutes not yet of legal age, causing them to wait for weight gain aimed at making them appear older and healthier to customers and police. How sick is that? Dexamethasone and most glucocorticoids are banned by sporting bodies, including the World Anti-Doping Agency. So clearly, you know, in America, we worry about giving steroids to athletes to, you know, give them an extra advantage over somebody who's not using steroids. In Bangladesh, apparently, they're pumping this into, you know, young prostitutes to make them thoroughbred prostitutes. Good job, Bangladesh. Really fucked up of you. I really hope they stop this shit. I mean, taking young girls and turning them into, you know, of age and make them look healthier prostitutes. By the way, what is a healthy prostitute? Like, well, how does that even work? Very strange, Bangladesh. Very, very strange. Guys, it is pretty fucking scary out there. I don't know if you've seen the numbers of the new outbreaks that have happened for COVID. I mean, this was expected. I don't know what people were thinking, that without a vaccine, we ain't going nowhere. I don't know when people are going to actually start processing this. I think what I find really disturbing is how dismissive people are of the effects of this horrible, horrible virus. I mean, this is like a hardcore virus. You're talking about the lethality of it is very intense, and how quickly it spreads is freaking terrifying, okay? I mean, I don't know if you saw, they just had new cases of outbreak in Beijing, okay? They literally were putting up barricades, dividing up the neighborhood where one neighborhood had higher cases than the other one. They're literally putting barricades and like putting checkpoints for tests and things like that. That's pretty terrifying. A new outbreak in Beijing, I don't think they needed that shit. I don't think anybody needs the shit. I mean, they're talking about this outbreak, they're saying it's extremely severe. That means it's probably even worse than before, according to The Guardian. And I don't know if you heard about Brazil. Brazil had over 35,000 cases in one day today. Can you wrap your head around that? 35,000 cases of COVID in one day. That's freaking terrifying. United States has a record number of increases in 6 different states. We are not shocked at these states. I don't know if you are. I definitely was not shocked when I heard these names. Arizona, Florida, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, and Nevada. Okay? Health officials are blaming this on reopening of businesses and Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. They're blaming this on young people, people under 30, people who are in their 20s, who are getting together, hanging out with friends, getting themselves exposed, who are like maybe have mild symptoms or maybe are asymptomatic, you know, and they're out there, they're partying, and then they're bringing this back and then spreading it around to everyone in their family and all their friends And now we have even a bigger mess on our hand. They were talking about how Texas had over 8,000 new cases, okay? I think just today, they were talking about over 2,500 cases in Texas alone. That's, how are we going to come out of this? I mean, I have some kind of a strategy, which I'm going to talk about later, but look at these numbers, you guys. Orange County, okay, Orange County was so anxious to reopen businesses. So Orange County was like, oh, we're going to open up businesses. We're going to have bars. We're going to have, you know, we're going to go, you know, we're going to open up. We don't care. Woo, we're going to party. We're going to have beer and margaritas. We're not going to wear masks, telling everybody to fuck off. Well, guess what, Orange County? They got a, you know, they have a whole bunch of new cases that just spiked. So good job, Orange County. Good job on your ignorance. Hi, James. What are you saying? Many people don't think they need to do social distancing any longer. It's terrifying, James. The level of ignorance is absolutely terrifying. Like, how are we ever, you know, this is just going to keep happening. It's just like, it's like somebody who has a drug addiction. We just keep relapsing. We just keep relapsing because we don't, the proper, you know, precautions are not being taken to prevent it. I mean, the only reason that the cases went down is because of the caution, the precautionary measures that were taken ahead of time for people to be like social distancing, shutting down businesses, no large gathering. That's what helped prevent, you know, the spread of this virus so quickly. But now everybody's somehow forgetting that we are still in the middle of a pandemic. We still do not have a vaccine. There is no vaccine to be had right now. The closest thing we have is this thing called dexamethasone, and that's not even a vaccine. It's a drug for severely ill COVID patients who are on ventilators, okay? They're saving one-third of those people. Were you worried of exposure when you were marching? Yeah, absolutely I was. Absolutely, James. That's why I was being very cautious about putting a mask on, making sure I had a hand lotion. I was very, very worried about it because you're in a slew of all these people. You're exposed to so many people and you don't know who's asymptomatic, who has it and who doesn't, you know? And I really hope to God that I didn't catch it. And I really hope to God I don't have it. I don't think I do, but, you know, God knows. I'm still a young person, so I feel like my body will be able to fight it off and probably end up getting antibodies. But if you're an older person who has health issues, who has asthmatic issues, you're screwed. If you, God forbid, if you're a cancer patient, you're screwed, man. Like, it really puts you in a very, very delicate position. 7.94 million cases globally right now of COVID. Yeah, 435,000 deaths have taken place globally thus far, okay? Over 2,000 cases in Texas, mostly blamed, of course, on 20-some-odd-year-olds, you know, doing what they're doing. The part that really confused me is because the World Health Organization came out and said that if you're asymptomatic, the odds of you passing it on, passing the coronavirus on to people, it dropped sharply. So now I'm a little confused that if they're talking about 20-year-olds who are out there in Texas or, you know, even in, I guess, in Orange County, who are, out partying and, you know, getting together in big gatherings and stuff like that, they were probably asymptomatic because they have healthy bodies, you know, or maybe they had mild symptoms. But now they're talking about that, you know, there's new cases that are spiking. So I'm a little confused about what the World Health Organization said. Perhaps I'm missing something. And please pardon my ignorance if I indeed am. But I'm a little confused. So if you're asymptomatic, World Health Organization said that the odds of you giving COVID off to somebody else are fairly low. But apparently that's not the case. Look at what happened in Texas, okay? Look at what's happening in Florida. Look at what's happening in Arizona. Look, just happening right in my backyard in Orange County. We have a pretty serious problem. I want to read you these new cases that happened in six different states, right? And I was looking these states up and I was like, man, this is really messed up, okay? So here we go. So New York has 631 new cases. And as we know, New York is still the epicenter of COVID in New York, you know, in America. You have over 2,000 cases in Texas, which is terrifying. Florida has 1,758 new cases. just terrible. You're talking about North Carolina has 983 new cases. Arizona has over 1,000 new cases. My God, Tennessee has over 700 cases. These numbers are just terrifying, because then you start looking at, okay, well, if these are the numbers that are getting hospitalized and are being, you know, coming back positive and, you know, are showing symptoms, what percentage of these people will survive? You know, and how much is dexamethasone going to be able to help, considering that the first has to go through the peer review and then, you know, be validated, I guess, or if that's the right term for it, in order for it to start being used on patients in America. I think what scares me the most of all of this is a virus known as Donald Trump and Mike Pence. They are really the true virus, and we are all feeling the effects of it, because sadly, there are a few idiots in this country who elected these two fucking viruses, and they are legit just destroying our country step by step, and it's really terrifying. I mean, the people in charge, they should not be the ones in charge right now during this pandemic. I mean, seriously. Like, is this some kind of a bad karma that we built up for ourselves as Americans, that we were giving, like, Trump and Pence as leaders during this pandemic? I don't know, but it certainly feels like it. I don't know about you, but it feels like it feels like God is punishing us. It feels like God is like, I shall smite you by sending you a pandemic and two horrific leaders named Trump and Pence. Okay. Representative Ilhan Omar's dad yesterday passed away because of COVID, which is really sad. And I swear to God, if you had a chance to go and read some of the comments, people are laughing. People are commenting, oh, is that the guy that she married? Oh, did she marry her brother and she married her dad? Oh, okay. Oh, well, who cares if he died? You know, as much as I hate Trump and Pence, and trust me, I fucking hate these monsters. I would never, if they die of COVID, I would never go and make fun of their deaths. Because as Shakespeare says, he who dies pays all debts. And I really believe that. To just have some level of compassion or some level of humanity, to be like, look, these people died because of a freaking virus, okay? Have some fucking compassion. I don't know what kind of people are out there. I don't know why they think it's okay to talk like that. I'm sorry, it's not okay to talk like that. There are people who are legit dying every single day, and there's no cure for this right now. You know, the very people that you're making fun of, this shit may just come home. So watch your back, okay? Watch your back when you say shit like this, because karma is happening very instantly right now in America. So watch your back, okay, when you make fun of somebody's pain like that. It's really horrific. You know, I think... You know, I don't know if you saw Trump's quote today about the AIDS vaccine. It's beyond disturbing. Did you see what Trump was talking about the AIDS vaccine today? First of all, there is no vaccine for AIDS, okay? He's so stupid and he's so ignorant that he is referring to the PrEP drug, which is not a vaccine, okay? He can't even differentiate between a drug and a vaccine. A drug helps you with the symptoms and everything that you're going through. A vaccine helps prevent a disease. But he's so stupid, he can't even understand that. This is what he said about the AIDS vaccine, you guys. This, you can't even make this shit up. Look, I'm a stand-up comic, and I write comedy all day. Never in a million years could I possibly come up with this. Never the most brilliant comedians I know could possibly come up with this level of idiocy, ignorance, and hilarity, okay? He said, these are the people, the best, the smartest, the most brilliant anywhere, referring to, to the scientists that are currently, researching a cure and a vaccine for COVID. He said, and they've come up with the AIDS vaccine. No, they fucking haven't, you idiot. They've come up with, or the AIDS, and they, as you know, there's various things, and now various companies are involved. But the therapeutic for AIDS, what the fuck is he talking about? AIDS was a death sentence, and now people live a life with a pill. It's an incredible thing. Are you referring to PrEP, which is an HIV/AIDS prevention pill? It's a prophylactic drug, okay? And it only, all it does is it reduces the transmission of the disease. That's it. You only get to live with AIDS. It's not like you take the fucking pill and then AIDS magically disappears. Like he thinks COVID is going to magically disappear. It doesn't work that way, okay? Just like you can't pray the gay away, you can't pray the AIDS away, and you can't pray the COVID away. Okay, Trumpy? It doesn't fucking work that way. That's why we have scientists around the world working around the clock trying to find a freaking vaccine so we can be over with this shit. But then this kind of ignorance, this kind of dumb shit is being sent out. So I was thinking about that and I was like, oh man, AIDS vaccine. How interesting. I did not even know there was a vaccine for AIDS, you know? And listen, and Trump, and you know, Pence, Mr. Mike Pence, okay? He did not want to be outdone by Trump, okay? So he came up with, and he said, there is a vaccine for COVID. And he calls it glory holes at random gas stations, okay? That is the cure that Mr. Pence has found for COVID, people. Because he does not wish to be outdone by Trump, okay? I mean, I guess maybe for Trump, drugs and vaccines are the exact same thing, you know, considering because he crushes all that Adderall and snorts it up his nose, you know. So I think that for him is probably his vaccine and his drug, so which probably makes a lot more sense, you know, because that's why he can't differentiate between a drug and a vaccine, which are two very different things. Maybe his drug, or maybe, you know, maybe he injects himself with cheeseburgers in his arm as his vaccine to numb his conscience, that reminds him every day what a royal fuck up he is. You know, maybe he does that. Who knows? Maybe that's why he calls it a vaccine. It's not a fucking vaccine. There is no vaccine. Okay. There is this compilation that they put together of Trump talking about how the COVID would just disappear, people. It's just going to disappear. I can't put a video on for you, but I can put on a audio that very is, it is so ignorant and disturbing and just downright idiotic, okay? I just think, you know, it's worth listening to. For Trump to say that there's an AIDS vaccine and that's proof that scientists can develop COVID-19 vaccine, no. First of all, there's no AIDS vaccine. If anything is a proof that the scientists can come up with a COVID-19 vaccine, remember polio? Remember that thing that was making people, you know, physically handicapped? You know how I know two of my brothers have polio. That's how I fucking know, okay? They found a vaccine for it. Thank God for that. But there is no vaccine for AIDS because I don't wish to be part of the misinformation. There is no vaccine for AIDS. There is no vaccine for COVID. I don't know. I'm just going to keep repeating that, okay? Trumpy boy thinks that it's just going to go away, you know? Trump says it's COVID will just go away, you know? And I want to really play this video for you guys because it just, it's really terrifying. Okay. Here we go. It's going to play on the Washington Post made this video, and I hope you can hear it, which is going to play, I guess, right after this ad, apparently. Trumpy boy thinks that magical things happen, that you just take some, you know, some glitter from Mike Pence's closet, and then just throw the glitter away, and then COVID disappears, just like AIDS and all these other things do.
To do, you know, a lot of people think that goes away in April with the heat, as the heat comes
in. This is on February 10th.
Typically, that will go away in April. I've spoken to President Xi, they're getting it more and more under control. So, I think that's a problem that's going to go away. When you have 15 people and the 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero, That's a pretty good job we've done. It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear. Yes. And from our shores, we've, you know, it could get worse before it gets better. It could maybe go away. We'll see what happens. You have to be calm. It'll go away. It will go away. Just stay calm. It will go away. We need a little separation until such time as this goes away. It's going to go away. It's going to go away. It will go away. You know it. You know it is going away. And it will go away. And we're going to have a great victory. It's going to go away, hopefully, at the end of the month. And if not, it hopefully will be soon after that.
But has been so thinking on this
evolved? It is going away. I said it's going away, and it is going away.
You were saying things like, I think it's a problem that's going to go away within several days.
It will go away. I think what happens is it's going to go away. This is going to go away.
It's going to go. It's going to leave.
It's going to be gone. It's going to be eradicated. It might take longer. It might be in smaller sections. It won't be what we had. I feel about vaccines like I feel about tests. This is going to go away without a vaccine. It's going to go away, and we're not going to see it again, hopefully, after a period of time. It'll go away at some point. It'll go away. It may flare up, and it may not flare up. We'll have to see what happens. But if it does flare up, we're going to put out the fire. I always say, even without it, it goes away. But if we had the vaccine, and we will, if we had therapeutic or cure, one thing sort of blends into the other, it will be a fantastic day. And I think that's going to happen, and it's going to happen very soon.
Wow.
What if?
Wow. Did you feel like some of your intelligence, like, did you feel like some of your brain cells die? Because I was literally feeling like my brain cells dying. Not to mention on the inside how much I was dying. I hope you were able to hear that, okay? Yes, it will go away. Hopefully, like come November 2020, like Trump and Pence will go away. COVID will also go away, apparently. We're in trouble, people. We are in serious trouble. We have a really demented leadership in place. During probably one of the worst times that America could have possibly faced during this pandemic. If you look at New Zealand, now everybody makes that argument, well, New Zealand's a lot smaller country than we are. Yeah, they are, but they have a phenomenal female leadership that was able to put protocols in place and was able to put precautions in place that basically eradicated the disease, the virus, from their country. Like, they just came out and said, we are 100% coronavirus free. And God bless for doing that. So why can't this egomaniacal asshole call up the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda, and just ask Jacinda, how did you do it? What kind of protocols did you have in place? If you have success in one place, why can't you just take that and replicate it? Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. It's a female leadership. I mean, yeah, that would be a real blow to his ego, wouldn't it? God forbid if he calls a woman and asks her how she did it. You know, how are they winning and we are not? Are you tired of winning? I'm fucking exhausted. I'm exhausted of losing. Okay, there is no winning here. We have people dying left and right, you know, here and around the world, okay? There is no winning. We can't win. We have a horrific leadership in place who just keep saying the dumbest shit. Did you hear about Pence coming out today? I shit you not. These are the words out of his mouth. They are saying that they're declaring that the virus is over, yeah? Donald Trump and Mike Pence are pushing an agenda saying that the virus is over, and he's pushing for Trump supporters they want to reopen the cities. They want to reopen it so they can start campaigning. They can start campaigning at any cost. Listen, let me tell you something. If you're a Trump supporter, they don't give a fuck about you. Okay, I know you don't want to hear it. And I know that now you have been given the freedom to say all the crazy racist shit that you fucking get to you say, okay? That you now get to bring out your hoodie and cut out the big holes in it and get to wear it around at shopping malls and at BLM marches and protest marches and, you know, possibly even while you like babysit your kids, okay? You probably have your white hoodie out. I understand that he's giving you that level of power and authority, but I assure you, that he does not give a fuck about the safety of you or your family. He doesn't care. They're literally coming out and lying and saying that the virus is over. The virus is not over. The virus is very well and present and on its way. You know, you're having brand new breakouts every single day. People are going to die. Just today, I read a report that said over 200,000 deaths are going to be reported by October. They're expecting over 200,000 deaths. That means if they say 200,000, you can easily add another 100,000 to that. Okay, they're being conservative when you get they give you these numbers. We are in fucking trouble, people. We really are. I mean, if Trump or Pence really want to win, and if they really do give a shit about America, how they keep talking about how they want to make America great again, and how they want they love this country, and how they give a fuck about this, you know, about Americans, then seriously, then do your fucking job. Okay, put the protocols in place. Okay, do the things that are actually going to uplift and empower people. I'm talking about mandatory and free across the country testing. Mandatory. I mean, you have to fucking get tested, period. And not just once. You have to get tested at least once a month. Everybody is mandatory that every month they have to go and get themselves tested for free. Okay, we are the richest country on the planet. We can afford this. We can do this, people. Okay. Don't reopen things yet, okay? Still have people, you know, have delivery, have people, you know, have shipping, whatever needs to be done. But do not open dining in. That's a huge freaking problem. Do not open restaurants. Do not open bars. Do not open gyms, for God's sake. I mean, people are going to the gym and not wearing a mask. Just today, Arnold Schwarzenegger went to, you know, the Gold's Gym in Venice Beach, California. And he walked in, and the first thing out of his mouth was, he was like, why aren't people here wearing masks? And they were like, oh, we don't make it mandatory for people attending gyms to wear masks. What? We're in the middle of a fucking pandemic. What do you mean you don't make it mandatory? So not only do you not give a shit about the people, about your customers coming in, you don't give a fuck about your health either? What the fuck? People are working out, all the droplets in the air, everybody's exposed to everything. And you know what Arnold Schwarzenegger did? Smart man. He turned around and he fucking left. That's what he did, okay? Because he's smart. He's not stupid. He's not going to expose himself to the goddamn, you know, coronavirus when that we're in the middle of a fucking pandemic, for God's sake, okay? And you had gyms opening up. I understand people are suffering, man. But understand that this is just a short-term thing. This is just short-term, okay? Life cannot be brought back. Businesses can. Life cannot be brought back. Once you die, man. There is no coming back from this, okay? I say extend the unemployment. End of July 31st, the extra $600 that people were getting. I mean, you're talking about a whopping 25% unemployment at the moment, okay? And you're taking that extra $600 away, so people have to go out and try to find jobs, but there are no jobs. Nobody's hiring, okay? There are no jobs. We have enough money to have another stimulus, you know, package being generated for people to get through the fucking year, to get through for the next few months. You are telling people to go out and expose themselves to go get jobs, which there are no jobs, quite frankly, and to go out and expose themselves to, to work and to make a living. We have enough money. If we can give billionaires and trillionaires all kinds of tax cuts, then God damn it, we can take some of that money and we can invest it back in our communities. We can invest it back in the middle class. We can invest it back in our, you know, poorer classes. Why the fuck can't we do that? Yes, we can. Okay. As the Latinos say, si, si puede. Okay. Yes, we can. We can take that money, all the taxes that all these fucking billionaires and Jeff Bezos have been fucking dodging. Take that fucking money, tax the motherfuckers, take that money and put it right back into the middle class. Put it back into the poorer classes that actually deserve and need this money right now, okay? You and I both know that Black communities and even brown communities are a lot more vulnerable to COVID than any other community because they have to go out and work because they don't have money to fucking put food on the table, okay? And they're being made even more vulnerable by our government that doesn't give a fuck about them. I mean, why is this? I'm not even a scientist. I don't even work for the government. I'm a stand-up comic that slings dick jokes on stage. Why the fuck is it that I'm able to figure this out and the government can't? That is made up of brilliant people who have went to Harvard and all kinds of Stanford and all kinds of Ivy League schools, and somehow they can't figure this out, and somehow I'm sitting here at home in my pajamas because I'm just trying to make the top look good so I don't look like garbage. Okay, thank you, James. Appreciate it. If I can figure this shit out, why can't they? They apparently are the brilliant minds, you know? Aren't they the ones who have like all these degrees and all this education, all this experience? Well, then why can't they figure this out and implement this, okay? All this, like now they're talking about, oh, we don't have, we're gonna yank the $600 away. What are people gonna do? There's gonna be a lot more riots. There's gonna be a lot more looting. There's gonna be, get fucking ready. I am predicting this right now, okay? If they do not have another stimulus package in place, if they do not have the extension for unemployment, we are going to see a massive class warfare go down, okay? We are not only in the middle of a pandemic, we are in the middle of a goddamn class warfare, okay? People are gonna take it to the fucking streets. There's gonna be a shit ton of looting happening, baby. People are gonna be out there doing whatever it takes to put food on the table. And somehow our government, Mr. Trumpy and Mr. Pence, somehow can't fucking get this through their orange skulls that we have a huge problem, okay? Why is that so difficult? Why can't they just generate another stimulus package? I mean, put in all the freaking effort. Put in whatever it takes to get this going, okay? If we already got dexamethasone in place, hi, Tim. If we already have dexamethasone in place that's taking care of this, I am really praying to God that a vaccine is around the corner. I mean, this is literally the best time to be alive, as bad as times are right now during the pandemic. I definitely wouldn't want to be alive during the bubonic plague or when the Spanish flu happened, okay? I want to be alive today, which I am, okay? So we have like the latest and the best of technology that we've ever had, which gives me hope that probably the vaccine is a lot closer than we think it is. I really hope to God it's not a year from now. I really hope to God it's probably by the end of this year we have a vaccine for COVID. And until we have a vaccine, we are pretty freaking screwed, okay? I think for Trump and Pence, it's becoming like a dick measuring contest. You know, they're just like, I'm going to show you that even during the pandemic, my dick is bigger than yours. This is not a dick measuring contest, Trump and Pence. We are in the middle of a fucking pandemic. People are dying. People are losing their jobs. People are losing their livelihoods. There's talks of 85% of small businesses that will not return. They will lose, you know, all their businesses, and they won't be able to return. What do you think happens to those businesses? What do you think happens to that? Bigger chains come and absorb them. And poor small businesses and the mom and pop shops suffer in the middle because the government doesn't wish to step in and protect its middle class and its poorer classes. It's really fucked up, okay? Dexamethasone is not a vaccine. I think I've already hit that nail on the head multiple times. Clearly, it is not. But it is proving to prevent deaths, which is, thank God for that, okay? Guys, this is not like me trying to scare everyone, but proceed with caution. There is no vaccine. God forbid if you get it, you're pretty screwed. And God forbid if you have an underlying health issue, you're pretty fucked. So don't get fucked. Unfuck yourself. Unfuck yourself by not exposing yourself. Go out there, wash your hands, wear your masks. Not the mask, like where you have the masks here that your nose is exposed. No, that's like wearing an underwear with half your dick hanging out. There's no point in that. Put your dick away, because that's what an underwear does. It covers and contains your dick. Okay, please put the mask on properly. Not this way, not this way, this way. Cover your freaking face. I've seen people spitting in the street. For God's sake, please stop spitting. That's disgusting. You're exposing people. You're out there running in the streets. Put a fucking mask on. I don't want to fucking, you know, be exposed to your goddamn droplets and then have the COVID. I don't want to do that. Are you going to the gym? Put a goddamn mask on. Are you Gold's Gym? Gold's Gym, tell your customers to put on the fucking mask when they work out. I know it's going to be hard and it's going to be difficult, but oh my God, you are exposing and perpetuating this issue even further than what it already is. We need, guys, bottom line is, we don't have a vaccine. We don't have a vaccine. We do have this thing called dexamethasone, but that's only if you're severely ill with COVID. So don't get severely ill with COVID. Take care of yourselves. Please don't get sick. We need you around. We need James and Tim Windsor. We need people like you around in our lives. We need, I want to be alive and I want to be around. So please, please proceed with caution. We don't have a vaccine, you guys. And I pray to God we do sooner than later. So we can all go about there about our lives. We can go do the things that we want to do, get laid, get paid, whatever needs to be done. We can do that. This is my rant for today. I love you guys. Thank you very much for tuning in every single day. I'll be there tomorrow. If you haven't subscribed to my channel, please do subscribe to my channel. If you haven't followed me on my Instagram or my YouTube, my Instagram, you can follow me on my Twitter at Mona's Comedy. I am still doing the 30-day challenge. This is my second week of the 30-day challenge. I am very happy to be doing these because I also get to learn a shit ton. So, and I get to vent. So thank you very much. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.